Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I am Jenny, and I'm here with some friends.
I actually forgot the name of your own show for a second.
I was gonna say Widowmaker Supply Podcast.
We just hijacked the music.
I got my friends here, Danny and Mike from Widowmaker Supply. Welcome, everybody. Applause. How are you guys?
Good.
Fantastic. Welcome. Welcome to you, too.
Yeah. Thanks. I noticed right off the bat some changes in your mic, and you know, you're not you're a different kind of fellow coming to the show today.
Had a beard for the better part of 10-12 years, and earlier in the year I shaved it, and I can't get used to it. Younger, yes. Fatter, also yes. So like, it's one of those things, like, it's a give and take, right? Like, what do you want in life?
Did you lose a bet? Is that why you shaved it off, or you just
something like that? Something like that. It's time for change. I feel like the beard got really bandwagony.
Really?
I don't know. Sorry. I mean, yours looks good.
Like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'll keep mine. You go ahead and keep your young fat face. I'll keep my old fat face.
Oh, you know what it was? I was so gray too. Like more gray than my years would suggest I should be.
Multivitamin and Brazil nuts. That'll reverse the
gray.
Yeah, Brazil. It'll reverse the gray.
What was it?
Yeah, you think of that movie The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
You just call them nuts in
the
Brazil.
Rundown. Yeah. In Brazil, just call them nuts. Yeah. Anyway, what's shaking?
Not much. Speaking of nuts, oh my God. I'm just remembering this now, and I have to say this because this is a pet peeve of Dan and I both, is the plastic bags, right?
I'm the hater of the plastic bag. Oh, you're the hater of the plastic bag. No, I love the plastic bag. Sorry, no.
Oh, I don't, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Well, so the thing is, like, I hate, like, they're going to be banning plastic bags, and wherever you go now, they charge you for the plastic bags, which is just ludicrous. And then you end up buying like 50,000 of those reusable ones that, of course, you never remember to bring into the store with you, right? But no. Oh my God, Dan, have you been to Shoppers Drug Mart lately and made a purchase and received a bag?
No.
Holy moly. I don't know what's going on in the world of Shoppers Drug Mart, but they are giving out plastic bags when you purchase your items. And these are not any plastic bags. These are like heavy duty Chanel thickness, plush plastic, like thick plastic bags. And I don't think they even charge you for it. I mean, well, you know how I love a thick bag, but yeah, you know, yeah. Like they don't even charge you for it, I don't think.
I don't think so. No,
I have no need for Shoppers Drug Mart at this moment in my life, but I feel like I want to go there right now and put an end to this shit and just.
I feel like they must have bought like 40,000 bags before, and then they found out. Oh my God! Like the CEO is like, okay, let's save some money here. We're gonna buy a billion of these bags, and we'll see what happens.
They're never gonna go out of style, also, baby. Next day,
banning plastic bags. Shit.
Yeah. What's the deadline?
They're different from the original ones they used to have. It must have been like either like a freak order or a special order, or I don't know, someone's lying in the pockets of the guy who orders the bags. I don't know. But these are, they feel like suede. They're fucking fantastic.
Bougie plastic bags.
Without sounding like a complete asshole maniac, like, I just love single use plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Like
convenient.
It's so.
Yeah.
And I know you have a lot of American listeners. I'm curious to see, especially some of the, perhaps more of the red states, like how they view the, is single-use plastic being banned there as well? Or is this like I don't know. I'm all for being nice to the environment, but it's on me to reuse my plastic bags, put cat shit in them, whatever you would. Yeah.
Well, these ones from Shoppers sounds like you can fucking go for a nice swing and walk.
So now I still got to buy bags, plastic ones, to throw the cat shit out. So nobody's winning here.
Yeah, that's what boggles my mind, because I do the same thing. When I get a plastic bag from the grocery store, I reuse it as a garbage
immediately
bag.
Immediately shit in it.
No. I reuse it as a garbage bag. So now we gotta, so here's the thing. Now we gotta buy garbage bags to put our groceries in, and then reuse those garbage bags as garbage bags.
Yeah, that's okay. I bought a thing. So the only way I will go some more, I don't want to say green, but I will choose a more environmentally friendly option if it truly is better. If thing X and thing Z does the same thing and they're the same price, I will go with the environmentally good one.
Sure.
And I found something that's in the loop, but it comes back to, can you remember to bring it into the grocery store? Most of the grocery stores have them, but for me, it was Sobeys, and it's a full, it folds in half and it unfolds to be like a rigid, semi-rigid
yes. kind of
bag box you can carry.
Yeah.
You can yep. that prick sucker up like you can get a really full car of groceries with just two of these things, you know, and they're nice. But what do you got to remember to do? Bring them
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I mean, it's good to leave them in the trunk of the car, but when you use them and then you bring them in the house, then there's
get back to the car.
Yeah, exactly. There's some sort of disconnect happening. It's like, you know, the force is not with you at the time that you need to bring the stuff back.
I am
back to
an absolute moron in the sense that I will take them from the back seat of my truck and put them consciously on the front seat, and I will still not bring them into the store. I get them, oh, fucking idiot. Yep. Here I go.
Yeah, same thing. I really don't understand the whole plastic thing, because around the rest of the world, it's like they're still using it. I don't know.
I would rather trade every grocery bag I've ever seen just to bring fucking straws back.
Oh, straws.
Oh, the fucking straw. And I know, like,
Herbert straws.
I know horrendous. We talked. Sorry.
They're horrendous. It's like drinking out of a toilet paper roll.
Is this like wake up with Jenny and friends and then piss them all off by bringing up things and life sucks so bad? I go to one of your freaking therapy sessions. They'd be horrendous. Like, just think of all the shit that makes you angry.
Oh, I thought I was canceled last week, but I don't know. I did the solo show last week, and the feedback was good. What did you, Mike? You had some kind.
That was last week. No, that was.
That was a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Last
yeah, time. I'm
last
fucking.
I think you've been doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Where we just, instead of sticking to a weekly, bi-weekly, whatever, a little less pressure on yourself and a little less forced humor if you just kind of let things happen as they do. So we've gone. We'll sometimes go a month without doing an episode. And we had that back and forth a little bit.
Yeah, first time ever in the history of the Wake Up and with Jenny and Friends have I done that. And, you know, I don't feel bad about it.
So you got a lot of good feedback. I know I gave you some because I'm not just blowing smoke. I thought it was good.
Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, I wasn't sure about it because I just started talking. And after a while, you kind of forget that you're sitting there talking to yourself. But I had great feedback. It was pretty good. So,
did you ever listen to Bill Burr or any of those monologue-y podcasts where they get like, it's too like they're just trying to make the point and do it and think, and like it was really, really fast, where you just sounded like you're having maybe you're a crazy person. I don't know, you're having a conversation.
It's
with
possible.
Yourself, almost
quite yeah. possible. Yeah,
you say you're never alone, you're schizophrenic.
That's right. No, that are you gonna do more of those, or that one night only?
Yeah, I think I'll do it once in a while. I think I'll do it once in a while because I want to start getting the clinic podcast back up again. And that I think is probably going to be like a solo kind of thing. I'll delve a little bit more into the psychology of things and whatnot. Maybe have a few guests here and there, but that'll probably be more of a solo thing. But
I bet you would do quite well at that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm reading a book now, about halfway is Why Has Nobody Told Me This or something like that. She's a
Dr. Julie,
Australian, New Zealand, something like that. I got the audiobook
because
I can't read, and the voice is absolutely intoxicating. Like
the glasses are for show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does a lot. I know on TikTok and Instagram, she does a lot of like monologuing type of things, and obviously she reads her own book, and you should do something like that. I think you'd kill it.
Yeah, she's really great. I really enjoy her, and I really love Matthew Barker or Barkus or something. I forget. I'm terrible with names.
Barkus. It sounds like
But he's really good too. He's got a podcast. He's had her on the podcast too, and she's great. Dr. Julie. I like her. I think she's
Dr. Julia. She's like Madonna, no last name.
Forget her last name. I'm so bad with names. I have to work on that this year. You know, I've always kind of been like that, but I could know you for like my friend Diane. I've known her for like what, over 2,000 billion years. I could be introducing her to you, and I'd be like, Mike, this is
Baker Barkus,
my friend. I don't know what it is. What is that? I don't know what it is. I just draw a blank every time I try to recall names. It's just not good. Like, I don't know.
I'm a good like long-term memory guy. So like your friend Diana, I would probably remember her name, but if I met her 2, 3, 4 times and the name would still escape me, to the point where I get there where I'm like, I've met this person enough times now. it's insulting that I don't know their name, but I just don't retain stuff like that.
We do that all the time.
But once I got it, yeah. I got it. I got it.
I think, you know, because I generally have like nicknames for people. Like if you're really like a good buddy, close, but I generally have a nickname for you. So I think that's probably what fucks me up a little bit. Yeah. Cause you know, you talk about Johnny a lot, right? Johnny, the
Johnny Maloney, he's got problems with red dye.
With the red dye guy. Yeah. Yeah. That's how I remember you. So I do that. I think that's probably what it is, but yeah. I don't know. So you guys were watching some sandwich making before the show.
Well, yeah, because you weren't late, but man, you were on time. So we were it was about 1:45, and we hadn't received a link for this lovely podcast yet. So
I sent it to you. You know what it is? I sent it to you on Instagram, and it came up twice. So I did unsend it. I unsent the second one, and I guess it unsent both of them. So that was weird. But anyways,
I don't know what you did. All I know is that we watched some guy make a sandwich, and it was like 7:01, and you're like, "Hey, we're gonna do this." I'm like, "Hey, you relax." Like, I didn't have a link until like 30 seconds ago.
A part of me like wanted to not to send that link right away because I wanted to see how that Anjou was gonna work out there.
Yeah, I think he's
making nice. A nice ham.
Oh, you didn't finish watching it?
Oh, we finished. Oh, yeah, well,
he ate it. But like, we're sitting there salivating, like just fat assholes watching this little punk make a sandwich, probably like 21. And then, good evening. Yeah. In his mom's kitchen, just crushing it.
Not lying about it either.
Yeah.
Speaking of fat asses, how's the New Year's resolution going? Mine's, I don't know. I started the year off by putting on a few pounds. Yeah. But now I'm kind of backing off. Now I've lost a few, I think.
Well, we kind of were on track, and then we had our meat day.
I'm big on like, I'll string together like, you know, 6, 7, 8 days, and then just,
I think it's 6, 7, 8 minutes.
And then myself for a couple days. Yeah.
Having a nice Boston cream.
I don't know. I'm down a couple, back on a couple. I do the same shit every year. I don't care.
Yeah. How much do you think the beard weighed?
Oh, at least 10 pounds.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, they say the beard adds 10 pounds, I guess.
It really holds all the asshole right there. And that's
got the camo Widowmaker.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So we're all in Widowmaker here.
I guess we are. Dan walks in. We don't even sell the shirt that he's wearing. He's like, oh, fuck, I forgot this was video.
Well, it's been a long time since we've done the video. So
I love that shirt. That's the black and orange, right?
Yeah.
When we do our podcasts, it's always been audio, but like last year for a month or two, we started recording the video, but I found it changed people too much. Especially you and he's way better on audio only. And it's weird. He's a handsome fella. Look, this is a pretty little
handsome
face.
Guy. Full of laughs. Yeah.
You kill the camera and he's easily like, he'll be like an 8 out of 10 funny tonight. But if you want that 10 out of 10, camera's got to go.
Well, you got a blindfold around? Just put a blindfold on him.
Yeah, like that Sandra Bullock movie there with the...
Sandra who?
Sandra Bullock.
Bullock.
The Bullock girl.
Birdcage? Remember Bird?
Yeah, she had to go everywhere blindfold. It was the worst movie ever.
I think it won.
Bird Box. Yeah,
Box. I've been watching a lot of like old movies lately, like 80s movies. I don't know if you guys even remember these movies. The Boy Who Could Fly. You remember that movie?
No, Peter Pan type of movie.
No, it's about this boy who moves to this neighborhood.
Jumps off and breaks his neck.
Yeah, he had a Red Bull.
Did not give him wings.
Yeah, no, guy moves into this neighborhood. He's really quiet, whatever. And this girl's kind of interested. They kind of, you know, develop a friendship, and then discovers that he's got this gift and he can fly and whatever. Anyways, it's an old one. What else did I watch? Satisfaction. Do you remember that one? Satisfaction with Justine Bateman.
I think we had a different portfolio of
80s movies.
Yeah. Catalog of it. Yeah. You ever see Bloodsport?
Commando?
Yeah.
Anything by Sylvester Stallone?
Have you ever seen Rambo 1, 2, or 3?
I've seen a Rambo, a half of a Rambo. Yeah, I tried to watch Star Wars today. Because everyone's been like, you should watch Star Wars, and you know what, it was the same enthusiasm I had as a four-year-old watching that. I remember the same thing about 10 minutes in. I'm like, meh.
Now how did you what did you start with?
I started with the original with Harrison Ford. Okay. Yeah, So I tried to watch that today and I was like, yeah, I'll probably have to go back and rewatch it because I was kind of doing, I don't know. I do this thing too where, I don't know. Do you guys do the same thing where you can't do one thing at a time anymore? Because we all have these fucking devices and like
life. It's hard to lock into a television show without touching the phone or something. Cause mainly because I fall asleep if it's, you know, past 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah. You're a little bit of night, huh? You just put your phone down and leave it?
No, you fucking kidding? You see me?
Yeah, you're fucking. He's got like adult ADD. Is that a thing?
Yeah. I'm definitely sure I got it. Yeah. I'm doing two or three things at once, always. But
I squirrel a bit.
Yeah, a little squirrely. But I did see Mandalorian. I've been watching that. The Mandalorian. That's good.
Yeah. So you like that, but you don't like the Star Wars.
No. What do you like more? The Baby Yoda, or do you like?
The fucking Baby Yoda. Just. Oh, hello, ovaries. Yeah.
Get a mop out. We need a cleanup on aisle 5.
So fucking cute, that baby. But no, it's filmed, the storyline. Yeah.
And it's filmed in a really cool, like, it's filmed almost like an old Western kind of. It's I could see how, even though you're not a Star Wars fan, you could like that.
Yeah.
John Favreau directed that.
Loves me some John Favreau.
Yes, he's a great director.
I ask about the Star Wars, what order you watched in, because back when I got married, it was a condition of marriage that she had to watch all the Star Wars movies. And then I had the, what order do I show them in, kind of a thing. Yeah, whatever.
What order was the request?
The way you did it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably could just stop at those three and just call it a night.
You know, like Jar Jar Binks then?
No.
No. No. Anyway, well, thanks for sharing that. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
It shows what kind of childhood you had, because I've never heard of any of those 80s movies.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of sometimes you have like, hey, we're gonna play this game or whatever, and there was none of that today, so I assume we're just winging it, which is fine.
Winging it. Speaking of wings,
we're big wingers. But quite comfortable in a winging environment.
Yeah, wingers from way back.
If it's winging at night, I have a story.
Oh, stories away.
And we haven't recorded an episode of our podcast since this happened. So this is released hot off the presses on the Wake Up with Jenny and Friends.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a story about this guy. And I was able to experience with him the most disappointing,
most disappointing
part of his moment of his life.
Speaking of shoelaces.
Yeah. So a little bit of a backstory. this man despises, anything, I don't say, no, let's just put it this way, musicals. He hates musicals. And the way this came up is that we're moose hunting years ago.
So Annie is not on your list of.
Annie's not on his list. No, okay, the sun will not come out tomorrow for him.
Okay.
we're at moose hunting, bunch of guys doing guys things. And somebody was in control of the communal speaker and a show tune came on. It was a Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Okay.
And three people at the table, myself, one of them, started singing along. And the other seven guys lost their mind with these. What is this shit? We're supposed to be men and blah, blah, blah. And then as the years went by, it became a thing where it's just Joseph, we want to piss them off, cranking it, singing tunes, whatever.
It got to the point where we took the speaker away and you guys just were singing it.
Hey, that's what you get. So, and the top hater of the Joseph would be my friend here, Surly Dan. So a couple months before Christmas, a buddy of ours buys four tickets to Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Awesome.
Dan would never participate in that. So in order to get him to attend the musical, we told him that our buddy had won four tickets to the Leafs. For your American listeners, that is a professional hockey team in Toronto. And Dan is a diehard Leaf fan.
Good to know.
We're geared up to go to the game. We're all just in like regular clothes. He's of course in a Leaf jersey. We sit down to dinner and we tell him this, we had traveled to Toronto, a little bit of an operation for where we live. We get there and we tell him what's happening. And he did not take it well at all. Ooh. He got, no, I'm not fucking going. No, not doing it. He goes from angry to sad to angry, sad. He's like, you know, guys, I've had a bad couple of months and this was supposed to be good. And this is the most disappointing moment of my life. And this is, he's drinking a beer at a restaurant, just being completely, he's like, I'm not going. And
then the surliest.
Over a period of about an hour, he finally comes around and he's like, okay, I'm going to go. Cause I don't think he had the drive and ambition to take the GO train home and some of the extra steps that happened.
Yeah.
So he's going to suck it up. And he goes, and the whole fucking show, he's just sitting there with this miserable look on his face. We're up like dancing and singing, just being absolutely over the top ridiculous, you know, because he was there. And as time goes on, the show ends, and it's the go train ride home. Very crowded bus trainy kind of thing, that they transit system in Toronto.
Yeah.
And everybody, the Leaf game was also a spectacular hockey game. It went to overtime. They won in overtime. And so it finished a little late.
There was actually a game that night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you really fucked him up. Yeah.
The whole ruse would never work.
You didn't even send me tickets. I thought, I had the tickets on my phone.
Yeah, yeah. We had made fake tickets and everything. I'm trying to shorten the story for the benefit of your listeners who probably don't care about this. But on the way home, the train was just a buzzing with everyone screaming and high fiving and woo, and everyone's like, "Oh, wasn't that a great game?" And try, because he's got a Leaf jersey on, right? Tries to give him a high five and say, "I don't know, I wasn't there. You weren't there. Oh yeah, these guys took me to fucking Joseph," that's what tells, and it spreads, and everyone's losing their mind, laughing and crying. And by the time it was over, he was kind of doing his funny Dan thing where he was basically just crushing us for being such bad friends, but had the whole return cart in stitches over this Joseph. And now you're cultured, Dan.
Yes.
You should have sprung and got like backstage passes and got like, you know, gone backstage and got like photos and like autographs.
He didn't know.
He wouldn't have went in.
He didn't know. It's not like a macho thing. I just don't enjoy them.
I knew it wasn't going to go great, but I had hoped that you wouldn't get quite so angry. And I had hoped that the recovery time between anger, frustration and acceptance was shorter. And
I'm sorry, I ruined your evening.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you're rude.
Have you read the book yet, Dan? Called "Why Haven't They Told Me?"
Really nice British lady. Man, if you can't read.
Is it the dancing that you don't like, or the singing, or the combo of the two?
I can't get into.
I'll send you a video after. It's like the final number where everyone's like on their feet, "Go go go, Joseph!" And everyone's like, and he's just sitting there with this mean mug, just "Fuck my life." I saw you sweating for some reason. Don't know how that happened.
Oh man!
That's people have told people at their work, and they're like, "I'm doing that. I'm stealing that."
You guys were so excited because all I would talk about was how Haagen-Dazs gets served at halftime. What do you call it? Intermission.
Intermission.
And not halftime.
Halftime. Same. Halftime. Same. Same.
And so there's these idiots, like 4-year-olds, dancing. And they're standing and dancing with these ice creams in their hand.
It was a fun childhood memory, man.
Were you part of that crew when you were like in grade 8, grade 7, when all they started doing all musicals, like Phantom was out and Joseph was out, and you go to Toronto?
I actually love the theater, so yeah. I've seen quite a few, performances. Yeah,
well, I saw it when I was in like grade 8, and it was exactly how I remembered it in grade 8. Like, the story reads like stereo instructions. Like, it's all choppy. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
And that one is not particularly my favorite one, but I did see The Phantom, which I really liked. That was really good. I saw Dirty Dancing on stage, which I really liked. That was good. Crazy for You, a bunch of them. It's really Mamma Mia. That was fun.
American Idiot by chance?
No,
it's a real thing.
I have.
No, didn't see that one.
Oh, it's really, really good.
Yeah. Green Day music?
Yeah, Green Day music.
Yeah.
It's much better, Joseph, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I saw The Phantom of the Opera with they did 2 months. It was Paul Stanley from Kiss, who played the Phantom, and he did a great job. He had a little bit of a raspier voice,
it's from all the cocaine and heroin that he did.
Well, that'll do you.
Speaking of cocaine and heroin, Axl Rose. Did you see him singing at Lisa Marie Presley's funeral?
Did he even sing anymore?
Not really. Oh my
gosh! R.I.P. Lisa Marie. Holy Hannah! He looked different. He looked like a totally different human being. I didn't even know that was him.
I think he's got some work done.
If you want to feel better about yourself, you look at old Axl there.
I don't even know what the hairline-ish thing is, but totally different face. And albeit he was devastated and trying to sing. I mean, I definitely couldn't do it. But
is he a big Lisa Marie guy?
It was rough. No, I'm not a huge Lisa Marie fan, but... is that what you're asking? Did I hear that right?
I was asking. I'm happy that you gave us your answer too, though.
I heard that wrong.
Was Axl Rose a big Lisa Marie guy?
Apparently they were like best buds.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Like all these people were at her funeral. Alanis Morissette sang at her funeral.
Nice.
Yeah, which I don't know. I kind of fans picture of
Alanis Morissette like that one album cover.
I like Alanis Morissette. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd watched that Elvis movie. I think she died on a Monday. We'd watched it like the Sunday night, like whatever it was the day before.
Yeah, I watched the Elvis movie too. Yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah.
Had no expectations. So when I, yeah.
It was a different take coming from like the perspective of his, you know, manager, right?
Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks.
Like, yeah.
From your silence, you did not watch the movie.
I'm going to revert back to the Bloodsport comment.
Yeah.
No, I have not seen it.
What if she agrees to watch Bloodsport if you watch the movie adaptation of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
No.
No.
You've already stolen 2 hours of my life. You're not stealing anymore.
Elvis for Bloodsport.
Is Donny Osmond still doing that? Was he the lead role?
Donny would have like no lower back anymore.
No, Donny dead. Donnie's not dead, is he?
No, he's not dead.
No, no, Donnie's not dead. No, that should be on a t-shirt. Donnie's not dead. Donnie's not dead. It's very bright color. The only time I've pranked someone similarly to the prank that you pulled on Dan, one year I got a friend of mine, I got him, and we were all in on it, a group of friends. I got him I went and bought him the ugliest fucking shirt that I could find. I think I got it at
Leaf jersey that Dan would have worn.
I think I got it at a thrift store and wrapped it up. It was for Christmas and wrapped it up. And I had bought him like a really nice present to actually give him, but we wrapped it this really ugly shirt. It was like all these different checkerboard, different kind of colors, really fitted, like flary, kind of like really fucking gay. And so. And we gave this the Secret Santa thingy. We all opened in our presents, and I gave him a gift. And I was like, "Oh, I hope I really put a lot into this. Hope you really like it." And so it was a thing with the whole group. We're like, we got to convince him that this shirt looks amazing on him, right? Because he's gonna open it up and he's gonna think, "What the fuck is this?" Right? So he opens it up, and as per our thoughts, "What the fuck is this?" And we're like, "Oh man!" And everyone's like, "Oh my god, that's such a nice shirt. Go try it on. Go try it on." Tries on this shirt, comes out, barely fucking fits him. Like it's just like, you know, the sleeves are up here, and it's like super tight. It's like a skinny guy shirt, you know. And for like hours, we hadn't convinced that we all really loved the shirt. And at the end of the night, we're like, "I would never fucking buy you that. It's fucking ugly. Here's your real present."
That's awesome.
But yeah, that was good times. Good times. I've yet to prank you guys though.
Yeah.
I thought I formulated one one good prank, and I sent it to you, Mike, and then you're like, should try that on me. And I was like, shit.
Remind me what that was again.
Oh fuck. Oh, I think I was gonna like make a fake email and send it to Dan and like make a complaint about like receiving like a shipment or something.
I would have just thought that was a Tuesday. Oh, I didn't get to ship because I forgot to ship it out.
Yeah, we sell two things. It's hard to keep track. Yeah.
I ordered a hat and I got a boot.
Oh fuck yeah! I don't know.
Good prank.
Yeah,
pranks.
We definitely got one coming to us. Like, he don't get mad. He does get mad, but he'll get even eventually. But
yeah, that's the way we do it. Don't get mad and get even. Yeah.
Got your brake light. Got you, good fucker. Now you're paralyzed.
So what else is going on?
What are you guys drinking? What's on tap?
You're not gonna be very impressed with this.
Ginger tea.
I'm drinking a pineapple neutral. It's a vodka soda and ananas, as they say en français.
I was trying to think what it was.
Je suis un pamplemousse.
Oh, wow. Do you remember Pelle Francais when ananas was the...
The big pineapple?
Yeah. Did you do ananas wherever you grew up?
No, I don't remember that one.
Watching weird 80s movies.
I remember that meme that was going around for a while that I have a pen. I have a pineapple. I have a pineapple pen. Oh my god, that was fucking annoying.
Something different.
The theme song to Télé Français, it had Anna was singing Télé Français. Tele français. Bonjour. Allô. Salut.
No? I don't remember that much.
Oh, fucking Anna. No.
You're a useless sponge for when it comes to stuff like that.
Did yeah. Donny Osmond come out and do the ending of it? Then?
He did. Yeah. He wheeled the wheel out and he had a big back brace on.
Parkinson's. Yeah.
Holy I swear, has anyone Googled yet? Are you certain? Like, would you bet your home that Donny Osmond's alive?
I would. Let me look it up right now. I'll look it up right now.
I feel
now.
Like there was a period in like 2020, 21 where everyone was just dying, and you could have easily lost a Donny Osmond in there. Nobody's
well,
over.
Mandela effect. He may be around. Too. Let's see. Donny Osmond, American singer. Let's mm-hmm. see. No, he's still alive. He's 65.
That's all he is at 65?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been around forever.
Donald Clark Osmond.
Well, Dan, you're getting older now, too, because you now think 65 is young. Imagine in your younger days, someone 65.
Oh, that's an old bitch.
Ancient.
Who that old bitch? Multicolored coat.
While we're on the topic of old people, has anyone seen Madonna's face lately? Because fuck.
Oh, my God. It looks like a Power Ranger helmet.
What the hell has happened to her? Like, I'm convinced she's just an AI product now. She's not, it's you not a real
human. As a Power Ranger helmet.
Yeah, man. Remember, like, the beer league
I know exactly what out, you're like, talking about.
Like, the dinosaur eyes are out in the side here. Go ahead, put that green Power Ranger helmet up, and you're like, well, put it next to banana.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's her and Axel. That'd be a great combination. Eh?
Oh, my gosh. She's, and she's going on another tour. She's doing a tour now of the last four decades, her greatest hits. I don't see her doing like a virgin anymore, you know what I mean? Like,
but I think she's still like railing young guys and stuff.
I don't know if railing is the term.
I think it's so she's railing,
getting filled maybe better.
She's getting filled with something and definitely in her face.
Yeah. We're gonna ask the resident woman of the group, what is the least offensive term? Two options for you here, Benny, and you just gotta pick your preferred term.
Yep, for getting it.
Getting railed or getting filled?
Oh, God, it's a toss-up.
I know. Yeah, if they were easy.
I'll go with railed, because getting railed. Filled okay. seems too much like, it's
like
if dicey.
Full of water, yeah. Like you wouldn't be leaking anymore, you know, because you're getting filled.
Yeah. But what, so getting filled, that's an easy getting one railed, to dissect. Like but getting railed, what are you getting if you're getting railed?
Like getting railed is like, hey, I took you out for Taco Bell for a date. Do you mind if my four buddies come over and
okay get well all
oh,
right
oh, okay
like, that's where I'm getting
that well is that's a train no it's a bit of a yeah,
yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Well yeah. Oh, the train railing okay train tracks railing.
Yeah, yeah well yeah mm-hmm.
whatever
yeah, we got that you problem went. Figured out.
Yeah. 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 Well, we had that meeting of the month.
I'm sorry we hijacked your podcast.
No. Speaking of pineapples, no,
I bet you had no intention of coming in here and talking about whether you prefer to get filled or railed. But we were able to offer that to you, so you're welcome. So
I appreciate it. You always add a little je ne sais quoi to the
all Francais is huge tonight.
Fourth grade.
A certain I don't know what to the episodes. I thought we'd talk a little bit about food. I've been on kind of this little semi-mini cooking journey, which I know. Shocker.
You know the ways to our heart.
I've posted a few little bits and bobs. I made bread, boys. Hello.
Nice.
Yeah, albeit in a bread maker, still.
And was it vegan bread, though?
It was, yeah.
You made bread.
A no dairy recipe. I made a whole wheat loaf and an olive loaf, which was...
Actually, I don't know why I mixed up my diet things. I almost criticized vegan. What I meant to criticize was gluten-free. Gluten-free bread, horrible. Vegan bread, that just has no dairy in it.
That just has, yeah, no milk, no eggs, no butter, yeah.
No flavor.
Yeah. Gluten-free, I don't know. I don't think so. Because it's whole wheat flour. Like a brick, so. Right?
Yeah.
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 Like the gluten-free wraps.
Yeah, gluten-free stuff you got to keep in the freezer too, stuff. And I don't fucking have time for that, right? Mm-hmm. But.
Fantastic. Olives in the bread.
Yeah, but there's a few things that I love that are certain places. Maybe you find this too, that certain places just have the best foods. Yeah. And well, let's kickstart it off with fries. For me, the best place for fries, Swiss Chalet.
Okay, so you're talking. It's got to be like kind of fast foody chain kind of.
Anything. The best place ever.
So are we drafting the best fries ever?
Yeah.
Do you mind if we just do this for 2 seconds?
I don't know what the
volume's at. Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Can you hear that? For her first pick in the French fry draft, Jenny Ma picks Swiss Chalet.
Oh, we kept that on there.
Nonsense.
Yeah, Swiss Chalet. Of all the places, Swiss Chalet.
I have
best fries ever.
My pick prepared. Are you ready?
You go ahead. I'm going to fret this one.
You're going to fret. New York fries.
Ooh.
Yeah, food court. Yeah. All special. New York fry.
That's a grade eight special. Grade eight special. I remember that.
I'm just going to go with the old reliable and go McDonald's.
McDonald's is classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't need anything in those bastards but salt.
McDonald's in a general sense can kick rocks with the exception of their fries. Those are good.
Well, we can have this conversation later, but you're
wrong. Now, do you do the Tim Hortons coffee over the McDonald's coffee or the McDonald's coffee?
I do at a convenience.
I prefer to drink neither.
Neither, yeah.
I only drink Widowmaker Dark Roast coffee.
Widowmaker Camp Roast coffee. Once you start,
and I will die on that hill.
I'll do a Starbucks in a pinch if I have a takeout coffee.
Oh, a Starbucks in a pinch, you bougie bastard!
I know. Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'd rather
finance that coffee.
If we bring financials into it, I would rather go without a coffee for a couple of days and buy a coffee that I prefer drinking.
I would love to go to Starbucks and get a caramel macchiato. Grande,
I don't get that. I get a coffee, like, regular.
They
coffee.
Make it so easy. It's like 74 easy payments to pay for that one. And you get your goddamn lemon loaf there too.
Oh no, we're not starting.
Oh, the fucking lemon loaf!
I love your shout out to the lemon loaf in your last. I don't know if it was your last episode or the one before that, but fuck me,
Johnny. Holy shit!
Lemon loaf from Ridgeway or whatever it's called.
I usually do my show, like I usually have a lineup of shows in advance, but I hadn't had any shows, and I listened to your show on the same day that I was going to record mine, and that lemon loaf bit fucking cracked me up. I'm like, I gotta do something with this. I gotta let you know I heard your episode, and I gotta open it with the lemon loaf.
It wasn't intentional at all. Like we have these fun little chats and disagreements as you do, and I just mentioned that I enjoyed a lemon loaf from Starbucks, and he had an opposing opinion, but by the end of it, we said lemon loaf, not intentional, 53 times. A lot of lemon loafs. So the lemon loaf drinking game was developed.
And have you had lemon loaf since?
I haven't. I'm trying not to eat that, but I do. Have you? In the summertime, they had a lemon loaf cake pop, which was a temporary item. I don't know if it was a home run or not, but. Yeah.
14 easy payments would be perfect.
was it deep fried in duck fat? Thanks, Derek.
Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, I don't know if that's true, but fuck, that's funny.
I think the duck was vegan, if that helps.
Yeah.
The duck was vegan. Yeah, that's all that matters. Oh, my stomach funny, like fell like 50 feet. I was like, well, it's already happened.
Like you're obviously a proud vegan, but you're also like in some respects like the non-veganiest vegan that I've ever met as well. Like I shot a bear earlier in the year, and you were all over. Oh, are you gonna make bear grease with it and like whatever? But you knew like all about this stuff. But like, and you have people like us on your show, and we have some dialogue. Or other.
What do you mean, people like us?
The like, opposite of
like
vegan.
You people. Yeah.
Last weekend, 2 days in a row, we did nothing but process meat. And the basement, we're in a garage. The main level of the garage here reeks like
it smells like
pork. And we're up here rocking a podcast now.
It's a good pork.
I love it for you guys because that's your thing, right? Like my thing is my thing, and I don't push it on anybody. I don't put like, you know, to each their own. So
you are the least pushy vegan I've ever met too, so to the point where it's unfair that I just initiated this conversation about vegan, because you literally do not push on anybody. You got meat weirdos coming on your show.
Hey, you know, sometimes you feel like some meat, sometimes you don't.
Yeah. No? I did about 4 months of vegan back a couple of years ago when that Game Changer thing came on that everybody was watching.
Yeah, so good.
You love the trends, eh?
Whatever, it was a convincing showdown. Have you ever watched it?
No.
All right. Yeah.
Now, the main question I want to know from that documentary, were did your erections improve? Because that's the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I started the whole thing, to get off the meds, eh?
looks like a fucking windsock.
Yeah. No, I didn't notice any difference there. Funny how that was the sales pitch, eh?
Like, yeah.
Get healthy, but hey, have we talked about your boners?
The thing that kills me is the guy who wrote the book, one of the books that from the doctor who was doing the trial, the medical trial. I think his last name is like Spitz. And I was like, how fucking, come on. how convenient is that?
Take his mother's maiden name, Swallows.
Oh, fuck. Okay, anyway, well, speaking of me,
bringing that up because you are someone who does not preach the vegan, so let's not criticize.
No, it's you know, I don't mind talking about it, and people who like to know about it, I don't mind sharing and whatever. But yeah, I don't know.
Do your dogs have a vegan diet?
Yeah, they kind of do, because I've got them on dog food now because I almost burned down the kitchen.
Mm.
That one time, I was like, sorry, guys. I'm gonna have to get you on the dry stuff. But now I'm starting to add a few little veggies and stuff. But they've generally always had a vegan diet. I think I gave them chicken and meat maybe once or twice when they were real little, and they just shit everywhere. And I was like,
oh. I was gonna say, you probably shit everywhere.
Yeah, they
shit. The kind of shit everywhere. You pick up with a hose.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that. Yeah, it was not with a reusable plastic bag from Shopper.
You better let that just sit for 3 to 4 weeks and harden up, and maybe you can just cut the carpet.
Chip it off, yeah.
Get like a sweater shaver out there and clean up
the carpet. Oh.
You want your car?
Exist anymore? You just quote an 80s product.
I literally just bought my wife one.
A little,
yeah. It's battery. We moved in the next millennia. It's battery.
It looked like a men's face razor almost.
Yeah, but it shaves sweaters. Huh. Like Johnny Baloney's neck shirts.
Hmm.
Incidentally, you should not give them mini wheats either, despite their begging for them, because that is a little literal shit show right there. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Well, at least the frosted ones.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. The brown Gosh. Sugar, the maple ones probably. Yeah. Yep. Maple or brown sugar, whatever they are.
Are these your mini wheats? Like, do you consume these daily?
No. I had a box once because I was making something for a gathering that I went to, and it called for these mini wheats, and I gave them one as a treat, and they Mike.
Hi, sorry, I almost choked. What kind of a gathering are you going to where shredded wheat is a requested item?
Sorry, not just shredded wheat, miniature shredded wheat.
Miniature.
It's called Monkey Munch, the stuff that the recipe called for.
Go for it, Dan.
I'm good.
I promise. It's New Year's resolution.
No low hanging fruit.
It's a combination of like mini wheats and peanut butter and chocolate and icing sugar. That was the recipe. So that's what I was making for this. Yeah.
You basically just fucking made it like a murder dish, because you know how hard it is to swallow peanut butter, and then you're going to put dry mini wheats in it.
Oh,
and then like, you probably got cocoa powder. And everybody's like just looking for, you know, like, everybody looks like a dog with peanut butter stuck to the roof of their mouth.
Oh, fuck. Anyways, they were begging for one, and I gave them one. They liked it.
You wouldn't mind sending us the recipe after. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, hey, great. There's a new snack for them. And I came home after the gathering, and I wanted to leave.
Despite their asking for it, the dogs didn't know what was best for them.
Oh, fuck. God.
Hey, I had something I actually wanted to ask you. The mild motivators, how's that coming along? I haven't seen anything else other than the one sticker.
Let me tell you, Mike, I have got some that I think you're really gonna like. I'll send you some pictures. Fucking hilarious. I think they're hilarious.
One of the, like, she does that, one of her 15 side hustles is a card thing.
Yeah.
And she has a bunch of homemade stickers, and one of them was like a thumbs up. But in it said, you're doing great-ish. And you know how many people at work I've given that to? Like, anytime they do like a mediocre yet somewhat acceptable job, just give them like
you actually give them the sticker?
Yeah.
Jesus. Must be a lot of talk around you about the water around the water cooler.
So funny. Yeah, I think I've got about 5 or 6 of them that I'm getting ready to put out. So, but you'll love them. One of them says, one of them's a computer screen. It's like an email from your boss, and it says, let's try today, okay?
I feel like I feel like the stuff that Jenny sends you is a little bit different than the stuff she sends me.
monkey like, trying to fuck a football.
Like a monkey scratches his ass and then smells and falls off a log. Like, I feel like she knows her audience. You get like, you know, scripture and like positivity.
Yeah, I'm getting like some like mental wellness books, and you're getting
like bubblegum dog stuck with bubblegum in the back of his head.
You know the one where the gorilla fingers its ass and then smells it and falls out of the tree?
How are you? I just said that.
I think I actually sent that one to you.
Yeah, I just said that. Like, thanks for entering the chat. See what I mean? This is what I work with.
Remember that? I remember I say you won one time, and I thought I really like. I thought I crossed a line. I thought I would like went too far. Awesome. And then him. I was like, sorry about that, Dan. I'm not sure if that was offensive, or and you're like, fuck no. But I was like, I wasn't.
If he has a line, I haven't found it yet, and I can push a button.
It's taking me to Joseph. There's the fucking line.
Yeah. Disappointing moment of my life.
It was disappointing.
Oh fuck, that's hilarious.
So we got the best french fries,
best, yeah, burgers. How about burgers? Best burgers.
Best burgers. I feel like you'd have to categorize that. Like, it would it be, we're talking fast food one here?
Yeah, any place, any where you, where when you it think of a burger, like, you think, oh my god, this is the best place for a burger.
So it doesn't have to be massive chain. Listen to me, I'm so fucking, this is your podcast. I'm setting the rules for it.
No, it doesn't have to be like, there's no categories. Like, it just any, like.
But I think she would have to be able to eat it. So it could be like a smaller chain. It doesn't have to be like, you know, McDonald's or something like that. But if you couldn't get it here and there, even in like.
Shit.
Like the one you make in your house. That's not a fair category because she's like, she hasn't had that.
Okay, so do you remember Licks? I don't know if there's any of them around.
That's a perfect example.
Okay, so they have a veggie burger. And they were great, the veggie burgers that they had there. So that's definitely that one place that I would go for a burger.
Is it one of those ones that they're trying to taste like burger, or is it just like a nice black bean kind of thing where there's
yeah, it was like pressed veggies, you know, the black bean, the corn, the stuff that you see the next day. You're like, oh, I don't remember that being in there.
I can't hear the word corn anymore though, thinking about that song. Corn.
Come on, it's corn.
Man, that came and went fast, eh?
Yeah, that kid's all over the news now.
We had it set around that time as our podcast intro music, and it say we were going to record on a Thursday. I put it together on a Tuesday, and by the time Thursday rolled around, it was drastically unpopular. We abandoned it.
Yes.
Yeah. Easy come, easy go, right, Dan?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think, Mike? What's your favorite burger there?
I honestly forgot we were doing that.
I was trying to avoid not bringing up Iroc Lobster. Yeah. That's been stuck in my head forever.
What's so Iroc Lobster?
No, I just like talking about that corn song stuck in my head, and then that Family Guy episode.
Since our meat day a couple of days ago, we've both had the Family Guy Iroc Lobster. Have you seen that bit?
No.
Is Peter playing guitar to a lobster.
Rock Lobster, yeah.
Some a headdress and a big beard on, and he's been calling it Iroc Lobster. It's like death to America and butter sauce.
But it's been in my head since we did like Saturday, and then I forgot about it. And then you said it in a text today, and I'm like, God damn it!
See, look at you stole from her show.
I know, I did again. Sorry. I feel shame.
It's totally fine.
Five Guys
sharing is caring. Oh, Five Guys.
Yeah, Five Guys bacon cheeseburger. Yeah. Mm. Mm-mm. Five Guys fries are pretty good too. I could maybe go Five Guys.
There's a chain. It was in Oakville, and I can't remember what it's called. No, that was a pretty tight burger too. But I'll just go with.
Don't say McDonald's.
McDonald's.
I like. Well, I know you hate Weber's. You hate Weber's, right?
Oh, Weber's can suck a dick.
You hate Weber's.
Hate Weber's.
This is terrible. You know what? I'm not going to say it. Never mind.
It only applies to our Northern Ontario people, really. Who are.
It's a shitty burger joint.
It's on the side of the road,
bridge over top of a major highway because
somebody Highway 11
cross it and get killed. So,
if you're ever about an hour north of the GTA and you want to waste your time and your money, you just go to Weber's. Hopefully, they don't sponsor your show anytime soon. Make sure you forward them our email address, and I'll send them a picture of my dick saying,
"Grill this."
I'd rather take a piece of hamburger meat and put it on the manifold of my truck and drive up north and then eat it when I got the phone. Fuck.
Anyway, not a fan. Yeah, you bring all the best in us, eh? more fun topics. Hey, what about that thing I know you hate?
I'm gonna go with Big Mac too because I love that one hungover.
Best place for pizza?
Oof, wow, that's a touchy one for us. Nate.
We grew up in a shitty little town that is just famously close enough to Buffalo, but still has their own flair, and it's a regional pizza that we all like. But of the chain ones, Papa John's maybe.
Papa John's.
Yeah.
Papa John's. I don't
know. They're all shit, Dan.
Sorry, I was thinking, like, listen, fucking, that's a fish. That's Long John Silver.
What was he in the news for recently? Like last couple of years.
I think it's some raping. I think some sexual stuff.
Papa John?
Yeah, I think so.
Delivered more than a pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. Got the Zazij.
That's not mayonnaise.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys got?
I was like, I didn't know where to go chains, but I was going to say Mr. B's, that place in Niagara Falls we used to go to.
Well, of course we could pick some obscure place that her or none of her listeners have been to, but I thought we were doing...
Do you want me to say Domino's?
No, we could expand the audience's palate and mind.
You know what I actually don't mind is that Little Caesars deep dish Chicago or Detroit style pizza. I don't mind.
Okay.
That. Not bad. Is it? Okay. Yeah, it's a good pick.
Yeah, see? Suck it.
Yeah.
Right.
Jenny?
I got to do a Domino's because they do the Daya cheese, the vegan cheese. But
and I imagine that's pretty, there's really good and shitty brands, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, Daya is not the greatest vegan cheese, but for takeout, takeaway, you know, Domino's pizza, it'll do.
Do they melt?
Sorry, what's the name of that cheese?
Vegan cheese?
It's called Daya. D-A-I.
That's because it gives you fucking diarrhea after you
Daya!
Does it melt? I've never had
it does melt, but it's not like really stringy, like a mozzarella. It's not like a
liquid to solid.
It's like gack.
There are some really good vegan cheeses out there now. There's one called it's called Just Nuts, I think. Let's see. But they make a really good like brie cheese.
Yeah,
yeah. Nut
cheese.
Yeah, nuts. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like more like an STD, but yeah, it's just
nut cheese.
I got that cream because I got the nut cheese game back.
Got that nut cheese again. It's a bit itchy, but
Domino's. Two medium pizzas for $7.99 each, one topping each, including nut cheese. Dice nut cheese. I got Dice nut cheese.
Oh man.
What about you, pizza?
Me?
Yeah. Did you already say? No, Papa John's. That's right. Sorry. Fuck's sakes. All right.
To be honest with you, I am bougie, but I think they all suck.
Yeah.
Does Starbucks not make a pizza?
It's on the exclusive menu. You can only get it.
What is it you always say? The pinkity dinkities.
Pinkity dinkities. Yeah.
Pizza and a pinkity dinkity.
Oh, fuck. What else is a big food topic that you got? That was my cup. That was not me. Yeah, if you heard that, that was the.
Well, my diet's coming back.
It was the cup on the table. Okay, just want to point that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you
put that there.
Are you like a burrito person or shawarma or anything like that? Or
I like the burritos we had for the Hot Ones episode. Those are pretty
good. We had to go quite a distance to get those, and ironically, now there's a bar burrito is opening up in my little town here.
Oh,
yeah, that's what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, bar burrito, I think. Yeah.
But they discontinued that super hot one,
I had
to kind of like gypsy it up.
Yeah, but I think we did a good job. I don't think you even finished yours, did you, Dan?
No, I'm a huge.
I think halfway through you shit yourself, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I pre-cut the toilet or the hole in the chair, so there's a bucket. It must go on, right?
You don't know this, but yeah. The furniture at the Widowmaker podcast studio is in fact a toilet.
Yeah. So just buckets, ready. Just orange buckets.
They burn them like a Jedi after, like it's Vietnam. Go there and burn the shitters.
She doesn't get the joke because she didn't get past that first 10 minutes of episode.
Have you seen any like Vietnam movies where they're burning the shitters?
I thought it was National Lampoon's. The shitter's full.
Have you ever seen Bloodsport?
Jean-Claude Van Damme at his cinematic finest.
I know there's someone.
His finest.
Yeah, maybe, like, I feel like Hector would come through with that. And
he's,
like,
he's probably seen about. It.
Yeah. Worst Mexican accent I probably ever could have mustered up there.
Oh, fuck. What else is new? What else is going on in your life? In your, I hear your kid is a fucking ninja assassin. Award-winning ninja assassin. Watch your backs, everyone.
That was another trip to Toronto. I've been to Toronto 4 times this year, and I, no offense to you, I'm not a big fan. I hate Toronto.
And not once did you stop by for a drink. Yeah, thanks, buddy. Fuck you.
Sorry, busy doing Joseph.
Yeah, we
had to Joseph. And, think about that. How much you hate going to Toronto and then having to go see that shit. Yeah. That was me.
We are going to Toronto
in March.
In March for the sportsman show. That'll be good.
Oh, I'll probably see you guys there.
You shouldn't. That'd be the payback. I'm not coming to see you.
Huh?
Yeah.
It burned by her shit in Timbuk. A Timbits joke there. She just drops off Timbits and there's like a poop in the bottom of it after.
Is who's all going? Is Hot Joe coming?
We can put in a request if you want. Hot Joe will probably stop by one
day. Yeah, he's at least a little visit.
Classic Hot Joe.
The other
Classic,
Michael.
Never more embarrassed in my embarrassed on day.
Hot Joe? Oh, yeah, didn't you, like,
It's a long, long time ago. Long time ago. Long time ago. For anyone listening, long, 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 long time ago.
Hot Joe.
Oh, fuck. I got one of, Joe made me one of his carcass wraps, his wallet.
What did you call it?
Carcass wrap.
Carcass wrap.
Oh, like yeah. Leather?
One of the.
Oh, because it's a carcass. See, that's where I'm conflicted with. But you just appreciate the fine craftsmanship.
Appreciate the craftsmanship, and I just like to support little, like, I thought I was just supporting, like, some like old man making these in his, you know, front porch, woodland wood, and making these leather.
Well, you're not wrong.
Yeah, he's like Hot Joe, but he's got the spirit of an old
man. He's 35 going on 63.
yeah
come to find out it's not a senior
fella. He's a young man who just loves piddling around in his garage,
whittling wood and making leather walls. What do you call them, carcasses?
Did you know that the plural of pierogi is not pierogies?
Pierogi.
It's pierogi is the plural. Did you know that?
Yeah, but I didn't know that. Then. That should be my guess. But
what do you call one?
I saw this on TikTok.
I think pierogi versus pierogi, isn't it?
Well, apparently a single one is a pierogi.
Oh, and a pierogi is...
And a pierogi is the plural.
Fuck, I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
Me too.
The second this podcast ends, I'm going to get on the Google and... We're gonna...
I saw it on a TikTok. Some guy talking to his mom, and he's like, Mom, what is the plural of pierogies? It's not pierogies. It's pierogi. That is the plural. Holy fuck. I mean, all right.
Well, they...
Have you ever read the book? I don't. No one's ever told me this before.
Give it a go. Nice British lady. She,
the salami book we have.
Yeah.
Pierogies.
Yeah.
There's only one style of pierogi.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But well, you learn something new every day. Fuck. Yeah. What else is going on?
There you go.
That's about it. You know, our hunting season was pretty mediocre, as it always is.
Yeah, we've been scaling back on the podcast, and which works out better because the last few I think have been decent. It's just so it's just like could be a month, could be 2 months, could be whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. And then it's considered our downtime and the sort of side hustle business because it's winter. Some people ice fish. We don't really, so we don't.
Oh, we need ice to ice fish.
We need ice. Yeah, it's been really warm winter here in the south. Of Ontario.
Except for your massive snowstorm that almost killed half.
Oh yeah, we had the I live in the Buffalo snowbelt, and we had the Stormageddon at the when the hell was that? Christmas Eve, the 23rd, 24th, 25th. It was not a good time here.
Crazy.
I'm calling for it again this Thursday. 15 centimeters.
Yeah.
Well, really? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be more prepared
to Stormageddon.
No, not really. Got a little bit, but not much. Not much.
Make sure you stock up on mini wheats.
Yeah. Many weeks in pierogi. Yeah.
Hey, pierogies.
Pierogi.
Pierogies. Pierogies from Five Guys.
They say petahay is petahay. I hate when people who aren't like from that culture try to say words with an accent. Like if you're,
it's like people say parmesan.
Parmesan.
You're not telling.
Parmesan. Just
parmesan. If you, like, yeah, we say like taco or something like that instead of
taco.
Taco. Can I have a taco? Yeah.
There's a lady on again on TikTok, and we'll get to TikTok trends, but a lady on TikTok who every time she says the word feta, she says feta. Like, what the fuck? Like she speaks normally through the whole video and then she goes feta. I'm like, hold up.
Gianna. Like,
what? Yeah, like why? It's like, where's those fucking cardboard forks so I can fucking...
Just like someone with a Bristol board that's got it phonetically spelled like that so she can say it.
Oh my god.
You don't necessarily eat them, but you may have heard of them or may have eaten them in a previous life. The Greek wrap with a particular meat in it and like a tomato tzatziki kind of thing. What would you call
gyros.
That? Yes.
See, is that gyro?
No, but I hate saying gyro. I know that's the proper way to like
not right.
That Vietnamese soup, the pho. I can't say that either. Yeah, it's pho. Fuck off. I find it almost sounds pretentious. If good, if you're Korean, or Vietnamese, I expect you to say it that way. Mm-hmm. If you're like just some regular random white guy, don't say pho.
What's the matter for you, man?
I don't know.
You drink coffees at Starbucks.
Can you order the pho at Starbucks? Can you get a?
You can get a nice
pho. Can you get a venti pho?
Venti fa.
A venti fa, no whip.
Double pump.
Fine white.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. And so do you say gyros then? Or gyros or gyros? Or
you know what it is?
What do you say?
I try to avoid saying it.
Just give me the meat wrap.
You just point like a fucking child. Give me that.
I guess I say gyro, but I don't like it.
I bet you like tucking your shit in and just loving it.
No.
Look, bow to me, peasants. Get your gyros. It's a gyro.
Gyro. No, can't
do it. My dad wants to go for a seafood meal. He's never had shrimp before. He just told me.
What?
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. And he's been practically don't almost all around Maine the world. Or something like that? No, he lived
in Georgia.
Georgia.
Live in Maine, never had seafood. Yeah.
Do they have a Five Guys there? Yeah, he's never had shrimp, so he wants to. We have a few things on our daddy daughter list that we're going to try to accomplish in the next little bit. One being matching tattoos. We want to get little tattoos. That'll be fun.
Oh, will the tattoos become like before the shrimp?
I'll get a tattoo of a shrimp. How's that? Who has the tattoo of the fucking shrimp? You? Is that you?
Other Mike? No, it's the other Mike.
The other Mike. He got drunk in New Orleans and he tattooed a crustacean playing a trumpet or something.
Such a bagpipe or something. Yeah,
sea crustaceans and good vibrations.
Do you remember the California Raisins?
Are you going down there or are you folks coming back?
Yeah, I'll probably go down there. Yeah, eventually. But as soon as they let us through the pure bloods, let us through the border.
Is that still a thing? I thought everything was good now.
Well, my friend went to try and drive down and they almost like knocked her block off. They're like, you can't come in here. You don't have
really? How long ago was this?
I don't know. It was like a couple months ago.
Huh. I thought that was all like, mind you, I'm not pure blood. So I just crossed and like, oh, you, one of the chosen few. Welcome. Come. Please.
Yeah. Well, you go to Starbucks. So it's it's already.
No, that's a shame. I thought that was all kind of sorted out. Maybe it just doesn't affect me. So I don't think about it anymore. But
okay.
I feel for you. No, there has to be some stupid protocol you probably hate as well. But there's no way that I think at this stage of the game, they're keeping people out. But maybe you just don't want to deal with the bullshit.
I don't know if it's easier to fly or easier to drive. I don't know. I just don't want to get, you know.
You don't want to get that. Well, now you got that Kraken out there. You can come back and get that Georgian Kraken.
I'm just hearing some, you know, some nasty stories of, you know, people getting all tore up about it over there, and I just don't want to deal with all that. Yeah.
I think you're okay in Georgia. I think that'd be more like a New York, California thing.
Yeah. So one of the new things on my my list is, you know, I'm mulling it over. I don't know. Just thinking about it. Maybe adopting a wee tiny little human.
Really?
That's something to mull over.
You definitely put a minute or two of thought into that.
I for a solid minute and a half.
I thought for sure you're going with anal there for a minute, but then come up with that.
What's to think about?
Curious, nice. Well, good for you. How long have you been thinking about that for?
I went through a long period of time where I really, really, really wanted to have a baby. And then I went through a brief period of time where I was like, I don't fucking think it's going to happen. And I don't know if I really, really want that anymore. And now I'm kind of like, because I'm all about the experience in life. It's not an experience I've had yet. And I don't know, since every man in North America seems to have had a vasectomy and I don't have Nick Cannon's number, I got a fucking adoption is looking like a, I don't know what are the payment plans on those kind of things. You got to cough up for those little ones.
I think it's probably similar to puppies, how they really rose in price during the pandemic.
So they come with their shots and stuff then.
Yeah. Inflation and everything. Yeah. Oh, no, that's awesome though. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how does one even do that?
I don't know. I kind of really don't want to go I'm sure there's, somewhere some kid that just wants to hand over their little bundle of joy for a good home. I don't really want to go through all the red tape and the traditional,
Picture like you're just sitting there outside the park waiting for a good one. Lobster tank, red lobster. Yeah.
You look like you might have some problems. You want that kid? I could do better.
I was thinking her just come run by and grabbing one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. So yeah. I don't know if I want to involve myself in all the legal mumbo jumbo. So I don't know if there's any, any third world country listeners out there. You want to unload a few offspring. Yeah.
You'll pay the shipping.
I'll pay the shipping. I'll pay the shipping. I don't know. Do they know how to do stuff when they come to you? Like, do they know how to wipe their own ass? You got a program for them for that?
So we've talked about getting a new dog, and I almost would prefer a 2 to 3 year old just done with that puppy stage of the game. So you like to get, in your case, the wiping the ass, all that, you can get one that's done with that. Shitting in toilets and everything.
I mean, if they come with a PhD already, and have, college is already done, paid for, right? So it's I just have someone to look after me when I'm older. So it's
And if you got like a 4-year-old, it probably from China, it'd probably come with the PhD already.
Math included. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Get yourself canceled. Oh, it's great.
Canceled. So we'll see. See how that goes, see what happens. But I don't know.
It sounds terrifying to me. Sorry.
Kids sound terrifying.
Is that your dog getting mauled by coyotes?
What?
A lot of stuff going on.
Good lord.
Give me 2 seconds, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, scene in Wayne's World where Wayne leaves Garth, and he's just like, I don't know what to do.
Hi Wayne, hi.
This is where we are, it's kind of country living. So there's a lot of coyotes out here. I don't know. You hear Mike's dog going ballistic, but he should be fine. He's all fenced in. So
we have a lot of raccoons out here. And at night, you hear them screaming. It sounds like fucking cats being mutilated.
Ocean amount of raccoons. So I had to buy like a raccoon proof garbage can, and a little fucker ate through the top of the garbage can.
I bet.
Couldn't get it open. So it just took the fast route and went right through the lid. You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
How does that work when you guys go bear hunting? You string it up in the tree or what?
The food?
Yeah.
No, we actually leave it out like all over the place on purpose to hopefully a bear comes in, but they never do. So
right, bullseye. Yeah.
And they know.
Good thing.
They know.
Yeah.
But when I go like when I go serious camping, we hang it in the tree because I don't. Not that I'm afraid of black bears, but I don't exactly want a black bear in my tent. I haven't got one of those hammock tents, so I picture like just sitting on his back batting at me.
Get like a cat toy.
That's not how I want to go.
Yeah. Whew, I'm winded from running up and down those stairs.
Are you?
New Year's resolution is not going well when the little flights of stairs gets me. Oh, I thought I was going to have to stab a coyote, Dan.
What was it?
Holy.
It
was
a neighbor dog.
Oh, it was a neighbor dog.
Yeah, that would
probably would have went over badly.
Yeah. I'm surprised my two haven't barked yet. They've been pretty, well, they've been pretty good lately, but I give them a bath. Yesterday and cut their nails.
Third or fourth podcast we've done with you, and you say that every time, and I've never once heard your dogs bark.
Really?
Phantom dogs.
Or they're just stuffed animals.
They're Mr. adopted, Tibbs, too. No, there's a couple of episodes where they've chimed in, and I mean, you can't help it. I mean, but
Jenny's to-do list tomorrow is steal child, steal two dogs. I gotta make this look like it gets real.
I have to apologize. I've been behind on a lot of podcasts, yours included. Mm. I've been listening to.
Something happened over the holidays. Everybody just got tired.
You know what? I started listening to music. I love music growing up, big part of my life. And then 5 or 6 years ago, I got on a podcast and like almost stopped exclusively listening to music. And I just kind of last little bit in driving to work, I just kind of listen to music. Weird.
For a novel concept. Yeah.
I know a lot of people do it, but for me, I've been shut that off
for
so
long.
Have
you heard of this thing called FM radio? Songs come out of the speakers.
Yeah.
Do you remember Crystal Radios?
Crystal Radio?
Yeah.
Or Crystal Pepsi?
No, you don't remember. There's these kits you could buy and make your own radio. They're called crystal radios, and it was an actual crystal that you would wire it up to this battery and a battery up to the other thing, and then it had a tuner on it, and you could get a station you'd never fucking listen to. Like,
is this the thing that you did when you were a child? It explains a lot about the 80s movies now. I understand.
Watching the crystal movie.
That creepy movie with those monsters that Jim Henson made, The Dark Crystal.
Yeah.
Nightmare fuel, that fucking show.
Have you ever seen The Garbage Pail Kids, that movie?
They made a movie?
Yeah.
I remember like the little candy or something. Didn't you have
cards?
Get out. It had gum or something.
Yeah, everything had gum back in the 80s.
Yeah, it did.
You get Mark Messier, rookie card. You go to peel it off, take half his face off, and then you break your teeth on that hard. Like that gum shatters like glass.
That really was the worst gum.
Do you remember Max Milk?
Max Milk.
Yeah, I used to take my bike down to Max Milk and get, like, you know, you could buy
Bazooka
boxes
Joe
of open candy. You could buy for 15 cents. You
were back in the day, a
whole fucking handful.
Like penny candies were actually a penny, and then like the lady would just like use her fucking hand, God knows where, she scratched her ass prior to that. I was like, and like big handful, 1, 2, 3, 4, and like, okay, I get like her hand's getting sweaty now. See, God knows what's going on, and we're worried about fucking COVID.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Get 6 lemon drops and a fucking mini wheat, and you're off.
Yeah, big toe. You always gotta go for the big toe.
You gotta get the big toe.
Got a big toe.
Yeah, they tried to increase the sanitization there, and they got like the little pinchers, but everybody just used the pinchers and threw them back on pot, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
Those are my nightmares from the '80s.
Good time. But don't you feel like a little a little more cautious though now when somebody walks by you and coughs or sneezes? You're like a little like, fuck, cover your mouth. Like,
so that part of the pandemic I actually loved. I've always hated people and having them close to me and that.
Well, you're in the right profession, so
yeah, exactly. Customer service is great,
so keeping your distance is it works really well for me. I could have done without, you know, the masks and everything else that came along with that, but just stay in the fuck in your own lane a little bit. A lot of time for that.
It's an online store.
Face to face customer service is great.
You got a medium in this? Fuck off.
Fuck you. Way too close to me.
Get what you get.
There has to be elements of the pandemic, as awful as it was in so many ways, that everybody likes. Like,
I haven't been sick in forever. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I've never really.
I will say my breathing has been a little bit more challenging the last year or so.
Yeah.
I haven't taken an inhaler since I was a kid, and I've had to use an inhaler.
The vid?
Oh, probably. I'm sure they probably would have said, you know, whatever they, you know, test a lemon and the lemon has COVID, you know, whatever.
Well, COVID lemons.
COVID lemons.
That's why Corona, where it came from. The limes that go inside the Coronas.
Excuse me, it's from China.
Sorry.
The best piece of content I saw. That. Why do you call it the Chinese virus? Because it's from China.
maniac that man was.
He, what a
crazy guy.
All his faults.
Yeah.
The beauty in some.
Yeah.
Media content? Come on. Saturday Night Live got awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so he good.
Brought back Alec Baldwin's career.
Well, which is now destroyed.
Now he's dead. No, but he may as well be. He's charged with moita.
What?
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's
no, wasn't murder. Yeah, it was
involuntary manslaughter.
Involuntary manslaughter, basically.
Yeah, murder. You can hit somebody with a car by accident. It's voluntary manslaughter.
He shot a bitch.
Oh, shot somebody. That's how's it? Yeah. Okay.
How do you even not heard about this?
I don't think he'll. I think the charge is to sad to say, but I think the charge is just to appease the family. Yeah. There being a charge brought forward, but I don't think he'll actually do any time for that. But
he wasn't Beetlejuice.
What's that?
Oh, he's the guy, main guy.
Who was he in Beetlejuice? I don't know.
Yeah.
Not Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah, he was the husband in Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton. Yeah. Beetlejuice.
Michael Keaton is Beetlejuice. Also from
Beetlejuice. Yeah, right nice there. Fucking model.
I haven't seen that movie in a while. Fuck.
It's an old one.
Yeah. I watched it about a year ago. Those sand people, that were pretty cheesy. Not sand people, that's Star Wars.
That's Star Wars.
The little thing that comes out of the sandworms.
The things that look like a worm.
The worms, they come out of the sand.
Sandworms?
Yeah.
You know what I do miss watching is the Johnny Depp trial. Fuck, that was entertaining.
Oh, that was a good time, too.
Oh, that was good. It's good stuff. Quality TV. Right,
that came out of that. Mm. My favorite still, the jar of cocaine. And there's like, they spliced it in with him finding that jar of dirt.
Yeah.
Like, got it.
Oh, on like from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And the mega pint of wine. That's a
mega pint.
Mega pint.
We missed it, but we could have made a fortune on some of that shit.
Selling mega pint
t-shirts.
T-shirts. Anything new coming up for Widowmaker? Anything?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah. No. I should be more positive about this. Jesus. Yes. Come to the sports show. You get all our new product. No. We'll definitely have a couple of new t-shirts. Probably the same hats because they're a little more involved to make. But we can bang off t-shirts pretty quick. So we'll have some new stuff for sure.
When it comes to hats, people fear change.
Yeah, people.
I've had people buy like the same hat 3 times.
Yeah.
No, oh, really?
So if your hat's worn out, if you're a longtime listener, you can get a new one, new hat.
My Check dad loves your hats. Oh my God. Loves your hats.
We can't get those ones anymore. I knew he did. We should have put aside because I think he had the gray one. We should have put aside a green one as well.
Same
fit. The twillback ones.
Oh
yeah.
Did those ever come back?
No, they were temporary because during COVID we couldn't get our regular stocks. So we had to just use some random things.
Could get anything.
Sometimes the random things ended up working out, but sometimes it weren't quite what we wanted.
You should have Hot Joe make you some Widowmaker wallets.
Yeah. Let's take them 3 weeks per wallet. Yeah.
it's a lovely place for your death.
The problem is, like, the more handmade it is, the longer, more expensive it is, and people are just never going to want to pay that.
I don't know. I've seen some guys that like Joe like follows and charges like $350 for a fucking wallet.
Yeah,
it was like a 9-month period. Yeah, and like people are like, these are
sure, but.
I don't want to be an asshole, but Joe's look just as good. I don't know. Maybe it's just a reputation that he has now.
But here's what I'm saying. If it took you 3 months to make a wallet and you got $350 for it, maths aren't great.
He's book solid. I don't know.
Margins are
it's probably just some guy who lives in a cabin in the woods and does it. And, that $350 is great. No Starbucks around to spend anything on.
And, genuine human.
Yeah. No pho to order. Oh fuck! Wow. Well, this is holy shit. We've been an hour and 20. We're in.
Yeah, I apologize. I know you like to use. No, your episode was a little longer to last a little while. This falls in line with what you're doing. What are you doing?
Some are longer, some are shorter. I don't know. We'll see.
Don't limit yourself. Whatever happens. If the people suck, like I'll just cut us off. Say, hey guys, this has been great. This has been a time.
Or this would be even better. Here's a pro move. Oh, I didn't record it.
Oh no. Oh shoot. Don't have a show.
Sometimes you're not.
Fake a connectivity issue. Have you have you seen the I love all the Office. But the guy with the Indian accent is like, fuck your team's meeting. Who cares what Michael from marketing thinks? Fake
the positive guru guy. Yeah.
Fuck your job.
Fuck your job. Don't go to work. Sit home
and if you're having a bad day, just quit. Not all days can be unfucked. Some days are just fucked.
I love the nail salon videos. Those are hilarious.
What are the nail salon videos?
Honey, why you know like manicure, pedicure? Why? Those ones are hilarious. All right, apparently not that funny to you guys. No.
I haven't had a mani. I haven't had a mani pedi in a while, so
I only take what they send me. My algorithm is what it is.
I've seen a lot of UGC videos. Like every fucking video is UGC now, which is like, this is nothing new, people. And anytime you show a product and make a post about it, that's UGC. It's not a.
Oh, I thought you knew. We should. I don't want to sound like the stupid one. You ask.
Fuck. Okay. What is that?
It's user generated content.
Oh, the UGC. Yeah. Yeah, that's a horse of a different color there, Jenny.
But it's, you know, people rename stuff and then it's, you know, all the rage. It's the new thing. And it's like, this is nothing new, people. Mm-hmm. It's trending now. So that's what's on my For You page. But that and sprinkle cakes. So
the sprinkle cakes.
Just waiting for middle aged and fat to become trendy again. That's my time, baby.
Well, this has been fun.
That was a quick. That was a quick hour here.
It's always great talking to you guys.
Oh, you as well.
Hopefully, it's not too painful for your audience.
We'll have to return the favor real soon. We like having you on as well. It's nice to have different perspectives on things. You know, but there's a lot of similarities as well. So,
yeah,
isn't that? Don't take yourself too seriously.
I like the different genre of people. I just like listening to people, talking to people, listening to people's stories, chatting, and hearing what everyone has to say. Okay. And, you know, I loved having Darren and Divorced and Done guys on.
Yes. Yeah, they were good. Yeah. You had a really good run. Not that they're all not good. I mean, I'm sure this episode is just fantastic as well. But Michael Landsberg, yeah, him, that was a big one.
And yeah, that was nice. That was
that went way different than what I thought it was going to go.
Yep. No, it was good. It was good. I got a few questions in there that I wanted to ask, but you know, he's been doing that, this kind of stuff for like forever. So it's hard to like.
Well, you're a professional speaker, so you just
You know, a lot of the things I wanted to ask, he would already answer before I'd ask. So it's like, fuck.
Let me just tell you everything that you want to know.
So which is totally fine. I just I gotta think ahead, right? Yeah. Mm. But
we cut you off a little bit. It's weird. And I'm sure you find this the same way when you're on our part, like when you're used to like being kind of the host, it's hard to like, there's just a totally different like tone and cadence to it. Right. And just to like, when you see like David Letterman interview Howard Stern, it's the weirdest, cause that's the equivalent. Like, we're like that. Right. Like, I'll be Letterman if you want, like however.
I get to be Paul Schaefer.
Yeah. He's from Thunder Bay.
Thunder Bay.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. He is Canadian.
He's a good Canadian boy.
Good Canadian boy. Yeah. So sometimes it's awkward to find the pace because you're used to setting it, right? Like,
I find like I'm not a great. I don't know if I'm a good guest, as much as I am like on track host. I don't know.
When you and Hector did the last podcast and less type of a thing.
Yeah.
I preferred you being the storyteller than the joke teller.
Yeah. It's just not funny.
Yeah. No. Did I just say that?
Good girl. Okay. Zero sense of humor.
No, yeah. I liked your pace better.
Yeah. I was on I did the Divorce and Done podcast with them. And so that was a funny one because we had actually recorded and it was a good show. But the audio didn't come out, so we had to re-record. And but then I think we were like kind of all tired, and then we already knew what the questions were, so we're like, yeah, just.
Well, right back to back.
Like. No. It was a couple. I think it was a couple, a week or two later we re-recorded. So I felt like I didn't give them as good of a show.
If it doesn't come out organically, you think then you're just like forcing the joke.
Yeah. But it was still a good episode. But yeah, anyways, anywho, I won't keep you guys. Your time is precious. You got some shirts to press and some hats to.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for being on the show. Tell everybody where they can buy your stuff.
You can buy our stuff online at www.widowmakersupply.com. Our biggest presence is on Instagram at Widowmaker Supply. And we do a podcast, the Widowmaker Podcast, available anywhere you get your podcasts, including Spotify with your wicked Spotify video. We don't have that.
Yeah.
Only place you're going to see us is here. The only place you're going to see our faces is on the Wake Up with Jenny and Friends show.
And ode to Fretzy, who didn't make it again. Yep.
Yeah, we have a third partner. He doesn't show up to things like this.
Doesn't show up. Yeah, no. And everyone can catch you at the Sportsman Show.
Yes, it's the weekend of, I should know, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17-ish kind of thing.
Same booth, same area?
Same booth, same area.
Right by the beer market. Yep.
Go there and enjoy the whole space, but make sure you find us. It's at the Toronto International Center, March 15, 16, something like that.
Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate you being on the show. Listeners, thanks for listening another week. I love the feedback. So be sure to like, share, comment, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. Love to hear it, good and bad and the ugly. Thanks again. And, we might not see you next week, but we'll see you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.